Welcome to the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I'm your host, James Renford Powell, author of the Renford Books. The book that brought this show into existence is called The Laws of Material Wealth. And The Laws of Material Wealth became a personal development program with four DVDs, a workbook with five exercises per chapter, and 54 lessons sent by email, with 54 of these radio shows covering each one of those lessons. I want to remind you that if you would like to ask my guest this evening, E. Catherine Pearson, if you would like to ask her a question or if you'd like to make a comment, be sure and press the 1 button on your touch tone dial. All right. If you're not online, either way, if you're listening via your computer, then you would call 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. Then press the 1 button on your touchtone dial, and that will flag me to bring you in for the question of my guest, E. Catherine Pearson. She has written the book. We'll be talking about this book, called An Attribute a Day Keeps the Devil Away. And we'll be talking about that book this evening. And already I see the board lit up with a number of people who have questions, but we'll be getting to those questions when we begin. If you've got anyone who would like to listen to the show but are not online, don't have a computer or whatever, you can use that same number, 347-838-9142. And they can call in on that number and listen to the show. Then if you want to ask a question, that's when you press the 1 button on your touchtone dial. I start each week's show with a reading of my blogs. The blogs you can get by going to iam-cor.org/blog. Now, iam-cor.org is the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. So you can go there and see the 3 degree levels of study, see what books are in there. There are 3 free e-books that you can download, and you can read something about the Institute and our program of study. But the blogs are there. There are a lot of them already up there, so you can go to iam-cor.org/blog, and then you could read this particular one if you like, or any of the blogs that are already up there. You're welcome to comment on it, argue with me, whatever you like. It's all right with me. I like live people, so if you've got a question or concerns or have some thoughts there that you'd like to air, then you can also do so there on that blog site. That's iam-cor.org/blog. The title of my blog, and these are all called Renford Revelations. Renford is the name I write under. I have 15 books in print. You can see them there on that website as well in the bookstore. Tonight's Renford Revelation is called Divine Right. Now, there's quite a few people who feel like they have a divine right to things, and some things you have a divine right to because you are a human being with the indwelling of God, but there are some things that we take on as being our divine right that are not necessarily our divine right. But I'm very interested in this case in our attitudes. Why do we think what we do? How has things come to be the way they are? And so that is the subject of my Renford Revelation tonight. As soon as we get through with this, we'll go straight to E. Catherine Pearson for the interview. In today's climate, we are prone to introspection about what has gone wrong in our society, our culture, and economy. Sometimes it is easier to see what is wrong by looking at history. There's a matrix of ideas, beginning with the way the colonial powers looked at the world, with subsequent layers of ideas originating with the indigenous and African cultures. These are further overlaid by changes in philosophy as the peoples of the New World evolved. Every event and every policy, along with the actions of every leader, originated somewhere in thought. Remember, thought creates form. Without thought, there can be no form. We are what we think. These ideas are what make up the culture and philosophy of a people. The first question, therefore, is what was the thought or philosophy of the empires that sent the conquistadors? How were they able to even conceive the idea that they had a right to claim the land and to exploit its people and resources? History is written at the predilection of historians. They may tell the story based on the lives of the leaders that they see as having the greatest influence. The subject matter of the text carries us through the independence movements, the sporadic democracies, and the military dictatorships. Other historians stress events in relation to the world political scene and show how the history of places like Latin America has been affected by the combination of internal pressures as well as external pressures. My contention is that all these events, as is true in American history, are the results of actions and reactions generated from the thought or philosophy colonizers and leaders who put the process into motion. Right thought creates with positive results, and wrong thought creates destructively. One way or another, what a man thinks creates the world he lives in. The greatest teachers and founders of the world's religions stress this universal law, which I refer to as the law of pure potentiality. Doctors tell us today that what we eat, we become. It is even more to the point that what we think, we become. The colonization of the New World had three objectives: gold, glory, and gospel. Gold was coveted and found in great quantity. Lands were conquered and claimed for the glory of the crown. However, in order to justify their actions, the final authority on ideas, the church, was needed to legitimize the conquest. Barbara Cruz, in the America's Study Guide, this is a course taught at the University of Memphis, a principal support of the Spanish and Portuguese Empire in America was the Catholic Church. She goes on to write, in fact, the legal justification used by the Spanish and Portuguese for the conquest and colonization of the Americas was the 1494 Treaty of Tordesillas, by which Pope Alexander VI sanctioned the division of the Western Hemisphere between Spain and Portugal. It is not possible to read the teachings of Jesus, such as the Sermon on the Mount or the Beatitudes, and find justification for conquest, murder, rape, pillage, and slavery. However, ample examples of such can be found in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew text. Yahweh had a chosen people. He promised them a land that did not belong to them and promised it would be theirs by conquest. He ordered the massacres of men, women, and children on various occasions. In Joshua 8:25, for example, there fell that day a total of 12,000 men and women, the entire population of Ai. He even punished the Israelites severely on occasion when they saved women and children. He was a fearsome war god that cannot, in my mind, be equated with the God, the Creator. To the Jews, however, Yahweh is God, and the Orthodox Christian, he is the same as God, the Creator. The concept of divine right was well established right there in the Judeo-Christian philosophy. As far as the Spanish and Portuguese were concerned, the authority of the church was all the authority they needed, and they were the chosen people. The king and queen ruled by divine right. It was therefore their right as well as their obligation to conquer, subjugate, and convert the peoples of the New World. The various indigenous peoples that inhabited the land Yahweh promised to the Israelites were the Philistines, the Amorites, the Canaanites of the Old Testament. The occupants of the land at the time of the conquest of Canaan in the eyes of Yahweh and Joshua had no rights to their land or even to live. Why should we be so surprised at the same attitude being expressed by the Spanish and the Portuguese? It was their divine right. The idea of divine right has carried over into our thinking in North America. Even though this country was born of men of higher thinking, it was still born from mother country, still steeped in the divine right of kings. At each stage of our development, the vestiges of divine right has been chipped away and reinvented. To some degree, the power of the church has weakened, but the state has stepped into the void. We have traded the divine right of the elitist religions for the all-powerful rights of the state. This formula did not and could not lead to the successful development of a system that would benefit the people. The dictator, the state, or a system predicated on the divine right of its leaders could not act in the interest of all the people because each had the interest of its base, which were held to be more important than the individual. Only in individual responsibility and individual freedom could an answer be found. This philosophy determined thought patterns that predictably led to the effects of their thought. Therefore, thought or philosophy is the cause and all else the result of actions and reactions. Ayn Rand in Philosophy Who Needs It, who was an atheist, refers to this philosophy as statism and its proponent as statist. Statism says that all good things for the people come from the state. Whether fascism, national socialism, democratic socialism, or communism, they are only variations of statism. The state becomes all-powerful and needs no authority from a higher philosophical power such as religion, much less that from the individual. From time to time, steps are taken by Congress and the government that take us back toward the precipice. We must ever be vigilant of encroachments on these individual liberties, regardless of how high-minded it may sound to help weaker members of our society. The problem then and now is in the thinking of the people and the philosophy of life that has developed. If the principle of individual responsibility is recognized and applied to the whole of society, worker, businessman, farmer, office worker, or whatever, without exception, we will have taken the first essential steps away from the quagmire caused by those who thought they had a divine right and those who assume today that they have a divine right. And that is the Renford Revelation for this evening. I am E. Catherine Pearson. Are you with me this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
All right. I want to introduce you to Dr. Emma Catherine Pearson, Ph.D. She's a spiritual and motivational speaker and an educator and considers herself a prayer warrior for her followers. She is the author of An Attribute a Day, which is a daily inspirational guide. And she has, in this book, I think you have something like 102 attributes that we will look at. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm going to call you Emma just because of the time factor on saying it all the way through. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It is just an honor to be here, and I look forward to spending some time together today talking about the Lord, who's very dear to my heart.
Now, you have your husband is a pastor, you're a grandmother, and here you are out writing books and speaking all over the place.
That is an honor, favor shown by the Lord. I've been married to my husband, Roger, Dr. Pearson, for 39 years. We have two sons, one in heaven and one here with us, Rydell, who's 32, getting ready to turn 33. He's married to Angela, and they have two children, Lydia, who's 7, and Eric Raydale, who is just newly born. And we just praise God for this opportunity. We just left Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church in Grand Junction, Tennessee, and we had Bible study tonight and getting ready for Vacation Bible School. And it was just an honor to be assembled around the altar and praying with my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. So, and now we're here on the radio with you and all the listeners to talk about an attribute today. And the byline to that is an attribute a day keeps the devil away. And this book, and maybe I may be moving a little fast, so you tell me.
No, please go ahead.
Okay. This book, An Attribute a Day Keeps the Devil Away, explores 102, and we also say highlight 102 attributes of God. And it gives Bible verses from the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, along with creative elements that will inspire the reader to find opportunities to pray, to praise and worship God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in all situations. And I like to hit the all situations, no matter what's going on, whether you're things are going so well and you're just so joyful, so happy, whether you have some train wrecks in your life, things are not going as well as you hope to. But God hasn't changed. God is still God. He's still almighty. He's able. He's sovereign. He can do what he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants to. And this is what drove me. I wanted to have, and I'll answer this question that's probably on a lot of people's minds tonight. What motivated me to write a book about the Lord, not about myself? There are a lot of books being written. I wanted to write years and years ago, probably when I was 15 or 16. I didn't have the background, but the Holy Spirit let me know that I would write one day and that I would write about the Lord. And that came to pass, and Attribute a Day was published by Zulon Press in the end of June of 2014. And I really wanted to know more the Lord, my creator, my father, one that I was raised knowing that he was all-powerful, all-present, all-holy, and all-knowing, and that he was triune, and he's the one that created me. I was raised from my parents, Emma, and I'm named after my mother, Emma and my dad, Emmanuel, and my grandparents, Aaron and Jane Dudley, to love the Lord as and I accepted the Lord in 1966, and I think that means I was 11 years of age on a Thursday in September in Moore's Chapel, AME Zion Church, the church that was established by my grandfather. And as I grew older, I just felt that I needed to know more. I wanted to have a more, my fellowship, my relationship, let me just say, was secure when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. My fellowship was getting a little dismal. And I prayed and I said, God, I want to have a more spiritual, intimate fellowship with you. And he led me through the power of the Holy Spirit to study him, to study about his attributes. So to sum it all up, I wanted to have a more spiritual, intimate fellowship with the Lord. My thirst to know the Lord grew and grew. I wanted to know him, the Lord, more clearly. I think Richard of Chester, I may be mispronouncing that name, but his prayer was that he wanted to know Jesus Christ more clearly and to love him more dearly and follow him more nearly. And so I expanded, and I wanted to know God more clearly, to love him more dearly, to follow him more nearly, and to praise him every day of my life until he calls me home, using his attributes found in Scripture. Attributes like, God is able. God is almighty. God is accessible. He answers prayer. He's avenger. Attributes. And in this book, An Attribute a Day, we did our best to make it very, very simple. I'm a simple person, and if you give me too much information, you will lose me. So I wanted to be able that when someone picked this book up, it would be user-friendly and eye-friendly and to the point, and would give you enough to whet your appetite that you would every day throughout the day want to go and get into the Word of God. And so the book, An Attribute a Day, again, highlights 102 attributes of the Lord, starting at A and going to Y. Did not use attributes for the letters Q, X, and Z. And in An Attribute a Day, I'm talking about what the book is about. It's simply about the Lord, and it highlights 102 attributes. And this is so you will keep the praise of God forefront throughout the day. Someone has said, and I put it like this, a six-point witness about an attribute. Let me just share one of those 6 points witness, and then I will take a break, and maybe you have a question for me.
Well,
an
you
attribute
have a caller.
Day,
you have a caller on the line, so when you finish that, we'll go to the caller.
Okay, that'll work. A six-point witness, an attribute a day. Persuade those that are stagnant in spirit and are spiritually complacent that God is salvation. He is triune, almighty, grace, no other God. He's accessible. No unrighteousness in him, transcendent. And the time is now to repent and return to the Lord for forgiveness and healing. That's number one. Number two, and a six-point witness, actually shows, attribute a day, actually shows you how to celebrate and praise the Lord for who he is. Thank him for what he gives and worship him because he's worthy. An attribute a day brings an awareness of the benefits to reading and studying the Word of God. Number four, an attribute a day highlights God's Word, one attribute at a time, and influence the praise of God in you. I think that's pretty cool. An attribute a day electrifies the praise of God in you in all situations. And I talked about that a little earlier. And number six, it kindles a more intimate spiritual fellowship with the Lord. Now, I'm ready for the caller.
All right, caller.
Hi, this is Maeva Paul.
Hey, caller, you have a question for E. Catherine Pearson?
Yeah, I hear her was talking about the Lord, you know, and everything like that, you know. She was talking about the Lord and how you could make it in that Lord, you know. She was talking about the Lord, you know. Yeah, I want to ask her some questions, something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. She's
what
on the line.
I'll show it on
here.
The line. Yeah, I hear you talking about the Lord, you know, and stuff like that, way, you know. And I call support you, you know, everything, you know.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I believe that's a Sunday school student of mine that from Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church, the Church on the Hill, sharing the news of hope, where Dr. Roger Pearson is the pastor. And he teaches and preaches about the Lord at Hopewell, encouraging us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and to lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And I thank you for calling, and just get a hold to an attribute a day and read it daily as a devotional. And what's your first name? Is this Mabel? Sister Mabel?
Mabel. Yeah, this is Sister Mabel. I call it Sapota, yes.
Thank you so much, Sister Mabel. And as you go tonight, one of the creative, and I'll use this as an example of using the creative formula, even when I see people, I can praise the Lord using their name. And Sister Mabel, I just want to praise God, because God is merciful. He answers prayer. Yes. He is buckler. He's love, yes. and he is eternal God. Now, you be blessed in the Lord and continue to listen, and thank you for calling.
Yes. Okay, thank you, too.
Thank you, Mabel.
Thank you.
This must have been, even though you're an educator and married to a pastor and so forth, this was quite an undertaking. Anybody who writes a book is taking on a major task, and I know that if you sometimes, in some cases with myself as well, I really felt compelled to write a particular book. I mean, I was driven. How did you come to do it?
Under the unction of the Holy Ghost to write about the Lord, to study his attributes so I could love on him with the knowledge of who he is. And it was about a six-year research, researching the literature on the attributes of God, and then in praying daily, rewriting, editing. And my daughter-in-law, Angela, is a school teacher, has a master's degree in speech, and she agreed to be one of the editors, and taking it from there is to simply answer your question, is under the conviction of the Lord to write about him so I could have a closer walk with him in the knowledge of who he is. It's something when you know with all assurance that God is sovereign. We may hear that all the time, that he will do what he want to, when he want to, how he want to, and with whom he want to. And when you look at the word, and I have my Bible here, in Psalm 115, it says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, thy mercy, and thy truth sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he pleased." He's sovereign, and you know that a sovereign God made me, and he made me to glorify him. And the only thing I wanted to do all my life was to know more about the Lord. And as you read and study the Bible and going to secular school and then going to college and getting a master's degree in social work administration and supervision and further into seminary and Christian counseling, and also almost forgot a Christian education diploma from the National Baptist, is learning and being a Sunday school teacher and sitting under pastors like Reverend Wardell Johnson and my husband, and just traveling across this country in Christian educational institutes. It's an honor to be able to, that the Lord will pull you aside and say, "Hey, this is what I want you to do so you can grow closer to me." And not only that, you can help other people grow closer to me, because my main mission in all of this is to help people praise God because he's God. I hear people say, and I've been guilty of that too, is that, God, if you do this, I'm going to praise you. No, I'm going to praise you because of who you are, regardless of whether you give me what I ask for or not. You deserve the praise because you're God, because you're sovereign, because you're triune, because you're fortress, you're faithful, you're defense, you're deliverer, you're counselor, you're compassionate, you are incomprehensible, you're infinite, you're life. And when we stop on that one, just to breathe and say, God is life. And and the scripture I used, and that's on page 84 in the book, dealing with God's attributes, and we do the ales and look at life. In Psalm 36:9, says, "For with thee is the fountain of life; in thy light shall we see light." And that's Old Testament. And we look at the New Testament, John the 5th chapter, the 26th verse. "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." Putting it all in perspective, life is the living nature of God. God is life. A prayer that is here, Elohim, Creator, you get life from no one and give life to everyone and everything. Without a doubt, I must praise and thank you for the rest of my life, for I know my physical and spiritual life depends only on you, Lord. I join in with the multitudes of heaven and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. An additional reference here, Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 20th verse, and Acts 17th chapter, the 25th verse. I had a good friend out St. Petersburg, Florida. One of the first ones, I think, that purchased a book online from Amazon.com. And she wrote me and said that after about 2 months, she said, "I'm still on the aid. I'm digesting slowly the attributes." And her phrase was, "God is able. God is almighty. God is anchor." And when we are able to take the attributes and digest that, that keeps us God conscious, and that keeps the devil away from us, in the sense that he won't get a foothold when things come and we think, "Oh my goodness, this is taking hold," and we immediately go, "God, you are able," and go to the Word of God. That brings joy. That electrifies, as we can say, the praise of God in you in all situations, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what is happening in this world. And we know there are a lot of things going on, but we know as saints of God that God is in control, and we can just praise him. God, you are able. You are help. In the song, I think one of the newer version of this song dealing with God is help, is, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, for which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." I can't help but to get excited and say, "God, I love you. God, I praise you in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, for moving on me and helping me to be an example." I want to be someone said that how they said that our lives as Christians should be a commercial announcement of a soon coming kingdom. My goal, I just want to please the Lord. Do we have another question?
No, there's not a questioner on there now. How does one buy your book? What's the best way for them to get it? This is an attribute a day keeps the devil away.
An attribute a day keeps the devil away is online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's also available in some of the Christian bookstores locally. I am encouraging all that are listening, go to your Christian bookstore and ask them to order the book if they're not carrying it. Locally here in Memphis, where I am, it's at the Church of God in Christ bookstore on Main Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Tennessee Regular Baptist bookstore in Memphis, the booksellers in Memphis. Quickest way is to pick up the telephone, and you can also call me. Not pick up the telephone, but order it online from Amazon.com. And if you have any questions about anything, you can call me. My number is 901-871-5455. 901-871-5455. You can also email me at simpleecatherine8@icloud.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook. Emma Dudley Pearson. Dudley is my maiden name. Emma Dudley Pearson. And also An Attribute a Day has a Facebook page. We would love to connect that way. Also on the website, it's www.anattributeaday.com. We would love to have the opportunity to speak with you personally, as well as through the social media network.
Now, are you, you are available for speaking engagements, workshops, seminars, and that sort of thing, right?
Correct. I would love to have the opportunity to come and speak on the attributes or whatever subject you have relating to Christendom, or I'm a social worker and a counselor, just in another focus of mine is nutrition and change your water, change your life, change your habits of eating. Helps out a whole lot to give you more energy to be able to glorify God even more. I do have two speaking engagements coming up just in July, right up on us. I will be on the third Sunday of this month in Taylor, Mississippi. That's my husband's hometown at his home church. The women are putting on a mission program, and they've given me an opportunity to come in and just do a short talk and about the book, and be able to offer the book to the parishioners there. And the fourth Sunday this month, I will be in Basin Chapel, that's in Water Valley, Mississippi, out from my hometown, which is Crawfordville, Mississippi. I'll be in Water Valley on the fourth Sunday during the 11 o'clock service at Basin Chapel Baptist Church, and where Reverend Dr. Amos Sims is the pastor. And let me go back at North Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church. Reverend Jamiel Johnson is the pastor there. Each Sunday morning, you can find me at Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church doing Sunday school. I teach privilege with an opportunity to share as a Sunday school teacher of the adult class, 55 years and older, as the Sunday school teacher. And
where is Hopewell located?
Thank you so much. It's located at 40 Ziney Lane in Grand Junction, Tennessee. if you're listening and you've heard of the Bird Dog Museum, that's where the National Bird Dog Museum is in Grand Junction, Tennessee.
And it's, and it, the address is 41?
Z-I-N-N-I-A Lane. And that's Grand Junction, Tennessee. And that zip code is 38039. And you can take this if you're listening and would like to come. You can call 901-277-6570, and we would love to give you directions to come and fellowship. We have Pastor Pearson and the membership at Hopewell would love to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have services on Sundays, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship. And then on Wednesday, of course, is our Bible study and prayer service. And Pastor Pearson is teaching the book of Romans. And I believe they are on chapter 9 in the book of Romans on Wednesday night.
And the workshops, you conduct them periodically. Just on demand, you'll go there and work with them.
Yes.
What do you use the book as like an outline for the class or what?
Yes. I'm doing a workshop on the attributes of a day. I have certain number of books I will carry with me because when I'm speaking, I want those that I'm speaking to really have a book in hand. And if they want to purchase it, they can. I do give away books if someone is not able because I want the whole goal is to have a book in as many people's hands as possible because we want to get the word out that you can praise God 24/7, 365, and forever using his attributes to grow closer to him because an attribute a day will move you to praise God continually with a praise phrase. And this is what I want to hear more of. I want to hear these praise phrases and going that God is almighty. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. God is rock. There's nothing too mighty for him to do for me. And God is Savior. There's nothing impossible for him to do. So when I do these workshops, we do have an outline. And one thing I found that is so helpful is we're working, and I asked one lady, I said, what's your name? And say, Gloria. And I said, turn to the attributes with the G. And I have my book here, so I'll turn. And those attributes are glorious, glory, good, goodness, grace, gracious, great, greatness, God. And then I say, select 1G, and then go and let's read it, and then we will talk about that. That has been the most, I've seen people just rejoice in the Lord. With this creative method. I always say, too, is that if something is difficult for me to do, if you're having problems, you know, a lot of people ask them what is their main concern in life, and they say not have enough money. And they think about money a lot, and I say, well, let's start becoming God conscious on this. And when you think about money, M-O-N-E-Y, just start praising God. God, you are mighty. You are omnipotent. There's no other God before you. You're eternal. And yes, you are my Savior. And by the time you get through praising God with that, your mind is thrown off of money. It doesn't mean that you have any more money, but you get the right perspective and you won't be stressing. And also I add an attribute a day clearly points to this fact. Ultimate hope lies in the Lord, in that he made us, he loves us as children of his, and I invite you, if you don't know the Lord, that you accept the Lord, go to church and say, hey, I want to know more about the Lord. We call it the Romans Road. And it, for those of us who do know the Lord, we have something that we can just love on God even more as we study his attributes.
I've noticed that in your book, many of the quotes come from Psalms and Proverbs and
mm-hmm.
other very, very, very spiritual books. And it's interesting that Jesus called him Abba, Father, Abba, which is to say Daddy. It's a very, very close endearment, and the writers of Psalms, it seemed to be very, very close, very personal in their writing and so forth. And you put a great deal of stress on this, I believe, as well. Do you not?
Yes, I do. It's just the importance of when we talk about the Lord. And when we, as a believer, when we look at this book, I have pastors and preachers and teachers tell me that they use it as a reference guide. For the believer, it's a deeper fellowship with the Lord and to make a conscious effort to change our dialogue of prayer. For the sinner, is a total acknowledgement that they need a relationship with the Lord. When you read this book, just turn it on any page you care to, you will have a sense that, hey, I need to read more pages. They said that the Lord is, wait a minute, he's fortress. What does that mean? He's the shelter character of God. And with this book, you don't have to run all over the place. Gives you what fortress entails, gives you Psalms, and also in this one will give you Romans, and give you a simple definition of fortress, and then a simple prayer, and then additional reference. In this case, we're using Psalm, St. John, and Romans. So it's a simple, easy way to love on the Lord as a believer, and a simple, easy way to find out more about what is E. Catherine, what is Emma talking about, the Lord is as fortress. What are all these Christian people talking about? God is able. God is almighty. He's sovereign. He's self-existent. He's triune, and on and on. Overall, what I would hope is that we all will biblical information on the nature and the character of the Lord, and it's at our fingertips when you get an attribute a day that you can readily apply, use these attributes to glorify God. Overall, I would like to see a change in how we speak about God. I hear a lot of times he's the man upstairs. God is transcendent. He is, there's no other God beside him. He's unchangeable. He's unsearchable. An ongoing, genuine praise dialogue, that's what I'm leading into, with the Lord for who he is, God the Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is provider. He's eternal. He's omnipotent. He's personal. He's loving. He's eternity. And you don't have to go and get a dictionary to try to look up anything. It's right here for you. And to sum it all up, when we pray, I would like for us to use God's attributes to praise and honor and glorify him. My prayer to the Lord was, Lord, you've given me the opportunity to, you wrote this book through me in the power of the Holy Spirit. When I pray, I want you to revolutionize my prayer life. I know a little bit more now about you, and I want that to be an example in my life so that I can praise you, God, for who you are. Thank you for what you give me and worship you because you're worthy.
You would have to say that this book was really written for, it's not really evangelical in that you're trying to convert, have people come to Jesus as much as it is a book for Christians to have a better understanding of what their faith is. Would that be an accurate statement?
That's an accurate statement of who God is. Looking at, if I can put it this way, as close as we can, we know that God is unsearchable. He's incomprehensible. Let us look at what the scriptures say about God, and that's what this book it does. It tells you what the scriptures say, the 66 books, and I think it covers at least 40 of the books of the Bible is mentioned throughout an attributed day. And I do, before we close, I have a little poem that I wrote. It's called A Day, Night of Praising, of Praise. And when we get ready to end, I would like to end with that and just encourage those that are listening by radio and that it's on your computer to purchase the book and give it to someone. I was working with, I think she calls herself a diva. She sells, jewelry, and I'm blanking on the name of the jewelry now. Her name is Asia. She's in Florida now, and she said, let me take, I have 10 people on my team. I'm going to buy 10 books, and we're going to work on our devotional using an attribute a day. I've had a pastor to say, let me buy 15 books. That was Reverend J.L. Payne. And I'm buying them, and he had me to autograph them. And you can get an autograph book. And I tell people, you go to the bookstores and you see me if I'm at a conference and at the conference, you can bring your book that you bought from Amazon.com, and I will autograph it there for you. No additional charge. This is an honor from the Lord. It's an opportunity for me to serve in this this respect and this humble experience, because I know it's from the Lord according to His will of purpose.
Well, let's go ahead. I'd like you, if you would, to read your poem and whatever closing message you have for our listeners. Go ahead and do that.
Okay, I'll start with this, is that I want to thank you for just this wonderful opportunity to share with you and your listeners this evening.
And I want I need the listeners to know that we're going to be taping a couple of episodes of The Bookman Show, which comes to you from Comcast Cable Network, Channel 17. We'll be taping E. Catherine Pearson there, and she'll be talking about an attribute a day on The Bookman Show, which airs at 9:30 on Saturday evenings in the Memphis area on Channel 17. A lot of people don't get that because they don't have Comcast, and we put it up on YouTube, And you can then go to YouTube.com, type in Renford Broadcast Network. That's R-E-N-F-O-R-D, Broadcast Network, and you'll be able to see the show there in case you've missed it and whatever. Go ahead and do the poem and so forth, too.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And just to remind you that an attribute a day keeps the devil away is a perfect gift to give for all occasions, birthday, holidays, wedding, anniversaries, as well as homegoing of loved ones. The book is available online in paperback and ebook in Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and on shelves at local bookstores and also, I didn't add, libraries in the Mid-South. This poem, let me move quickly, is called A Day, Night of Praise. An attribute a day keeps the devil away. Tell me how. You praise him in the morning, in the midday. You praise him in the evening, at nighttime. You praise him all the time. For what? For who he is. He is God, the creator of heaven and earth, who is worthy to be praised. He's able, beauty, and creative. You invite me to praise him in the a.m. You ask me to praise him, for he alone is eternal, faithful, glorious, holy, and invisible. You encourage me to adore him in the p.m. You petition me to praise him, for he alone is joy, King, love, and mercy. You call for me to acknowledge him in the morning, in the forenoon, and at daybreak. Again, you ask me to praise him, for he is omnipotent, no other God and provider. Repeatedly, you bid me to praise him at dawn, sunrise, and sunup. You ask me to praise him, for he is refuge, self-existent, and transcendent. Finally, you exhort me to love on him in the morning and at daylight and in the evening and at nighttime. Wholeheartedly and enthusiastically, I praise him, for he is unchangeable, victory, wise, and yes, he is my Savior. Praising the Lord is what I am good at. Follow me again in this poem, and you can praise him too in the a.m. and in the p.m. Be blessed of the Lord. And let the Lord be magnified.
Thank you for being with us tonight, E. Catherine Pearson, Dr. E. Catherine Pearson, author of An Attribute a Day Keeps the Devil Away. Obviously, E. Catherine Pearson is directing her book to Christians and as a devotional and as a way of strengthening one's faith. And I appreciate you being with us tonight to give us your perspective and to tell us your story. And I'm looking forward to continuing with that on the Bookman Show. Thanks again for being with us.
I want to
remind listeners that you can go to YouTube.com, type in Renford Broadcast Network, and view the six sections that are up there: the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program DVD. The first DVD is there. The Core Concepts Lecture Series, where we invite religious and spiritual leaders to tell us what they believe, why they believe it, and what they're doing about it. And then the Bookman Show, some audio books and otherwise. And also to check out on blogtalkradio.com/Renford, the other 10 shows in our network. And thank you all for being with us, and we look forward to talking with you and taking your calls next Wednesday. Have a good evening, everyone.